And it was a lovely trip. Lots of really good things happened. Lots of really weird things happened also. We were like also had an issue with our Aquamira all draining out of the bottle. It had a hole in it. And so we had been boiling our water for many days. which it's a good thing we did not know that there was a fire ban. Oops. We would definitely not have had enough fuel if we did follow that rule. Anyway, so we get to the last night that we're going to camp. It's on the Lac Enyes. And, yes, which is just north of Nino.
Still never been there, yeah.
One of many.
There's so many Lac Enyes. And I have been there many times, but I had this particularly fond memory of being there a few years earlier, and so I remembered this one site that I was like, it's such a great site. When we got there, I realized it was not actually a good site. It was just that my memories were fond. Oops. Is that Liam up there? Is Liam here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, Liam was in that regard from the few years earlier that we had had. And Louie, you must have been there, too, for that. Lake
Mirror
Nigger.
Was it with the rainbow and the bald eagle?
Yes, exactly. We had this very, very clear group, and that was the site where it was also our last night, and there was a double rainbow, and we were all, like, you know, standing, you know, linked arms, singing the Rainbow Connection together. I do not kid, a bald eagle flew between the two rainbows towards us, and we were like, the universe is made for us. Anyway, so I had that memory, and so I was like, we must go to this site, and we went to this site, and I was like, sorry, guys. Not actually a good campsite. Whoops. It was a very small one. And so there were, like, you know, three tent spots that were around a tree in the middle. And the tree was, like, a big, I think it was a big black spruce. So it has, like, the little, you know, pathetic branches that are hard to hang on. But the whole rest of the forest is also, like, birch and black spruce. And there's, like, there's no good bearhang tree anywhere. So, you know, we're like, all right, well, I guess we'll hang our food in the middle of our camp in between our three tents that are around this tree, which obviously you're not supposed to do, but, you know, we're like, whatever, it's the end of the trip. Probably nothing bad will happen. And we hung, like, an okay bearhang. It was not the worst bearhang I've ever hung. It was like, you know, it was a bad tree for it. So it wasn't probably like 6 feet away from the trunk or whatever. It was not ideal, but it was like a not terrible bear hang. And then I tell the kids their bedtime story, which story was it? Do you know?
Yes, it was, I'm pretty sure it was you in the Scottish Mountains.
Nice.
That's where we got lost. And Zagame was there, and yeah,
oh, what a good,
that story.
What a good student you are.
Gold star.
Yeah. And so I finished the story. I get into my tent, and like I close the zipper. I'm still getting into my sleeping bag when I hear this large sound outside. What is it? Like a soft, large sound, like a small sound that belongs to a large creature. And I was like, there, I've heard quite a few bears. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's a bear. And Thais and I look at each other, and she's like, I'm 19, what do we do? Not a lizard, but I was like, it's a bear, and she stares at me for more guidance. I was like, oh, right, so then I remember what to do, and we go, no worse. And I hear the bear make a lap, and then I don't hear anything anymore. And so then I take my flashlight, and I go and shine, and I don't see anything. And I'm a little spooked that it is like, this happened right after I got into my tent. This bear is not scared of humans, apparently. And so is this, like, this bear will almost certainly be back, I feel like. So I go, you know, to the, like, 5 feet next door to the villager tents, and explain, you know, do you guys have any food wrappers in your backpacks? I can put them away for you now. And like, we're just gonna keep our eyes out, but like, it's okay, our food is hung. Just, you know, give me your pocket trash. And the boys are all like, here, all of my water copies, which I put in the tonneau. And then I took the pan and the big spoon for weighing purposes and went back into the tent. Go to sleep. I'm like so solidly asleep, sleeping the best of my life. When I wake up to Thais just shaking me and shaking me. And I can hear this really loud noise outside. And Thais is trying to tell me that there's a bear. And I'm like, that makes no sense because that is way too much noise and way too close to be a bear. Like, obviously that must be like people or something, you know, like in my dream state, I was like, no. And Thais is like, no, Ixa. What did you say?
I said, Ixa, there's a fucking bear.
And then I looked up and I was like, oh, that is a bear. Like so close, just feet outside of our, like, you know, from me to Zach outside of our tent, and it's clearly attacking our bearing. So no worries. And we wang the pot and pan, and we yell as loud as we can, and we're like, you know, we can hear this bear really going at it, and the bear clearly does not care. It is not afraid of us. Nothing we are doing is effective, and so we're just like, you know, in agony and despair. We're like, no bear.
Try another language.
Yeah, I think we were doing both. And finally I was like, okay, think. That was the first step. We've only ever needed the first step, no bear. But there's other steps, right? What are the other steps? And I was like, I think the next step is that I should get out and throw stuff at the bear. Which I'm pretty sure that's actually true. And I tell this to Thais for like a sanity check. Thais is like, don't get out and fight the bear! Like, no, Ixa. And I was like, no, I actually think that's what I'm supposed to do. And so again, we're like so close to the, imagine Zach is where the... Zach is the bear. This is how close I think the bear is about to be when I unzip this tent. And I am very, very scared. I have my two full Nalgenes. This is my weapon.
To defend yourself.
Chuck it bear, yeah. So I've opened the tent, my flashlight, very nervously, and I see the bear is not on the ground playing pinata like I thought. It was actually in the tree.
Oh.
And first of all, it was the largest bear I've ever seen. It was enormous. I have seen a lot of bears, and this guy was just so big. He was big in all dimensions. Yeah,
he knew what he was doing.
He was tubby and he had the longest arms. He was around the trunk and his arm was long enough that he had scooped the bear bag from under its branch and put it on top of the branch and then was like standing like that.
Impressive.
And so I'm seeing it like on the trunk, you know, poking through this bag. And so since it's a little ways up, I feel a little braver, so I step out of the tent and look at it with my headlamp, and I go, hey! And it looks at me, and I can see its eyes shining in the flashlight. I'm like, ooh. And I throw my Nalgene at it, and I'm pretty sure I hit it, because it makes like a woof sound. And then it goes back to what it's doing, and I was like, hey! No! And so I throw the second Nalgene at it, and I think I hit it again. And it's startled this time, so it climbs further up the tree, which was not the desired outcome. And so at first, you know, it was probably like 10 feet up in the tree, and now it's like, I don't know, 25 feet up in the tree. And I'm like, this is not, what do we do now? The bear's up there, we're all down here. And it's really like, it's snapping its jaws together. It's making this sound that is so indescribable, like slapping its meaty jaws and huffing, which I learned later is like a defensive noise it makes when it's feeling threatened. So very scary. I was like, all right, I don't really know what the right thing to do is, but here's some ideas. And I was talking out loud to the kids, which they're like having a whole situation in the girls' tent. They're like, somebody really needs to pee, and I was like, I'm busy. I literally cannot help you. It's so hard. Pee the Nalgene, I don't know, figure it out. And also if somebody's having a panic attack. Yeah. Again, I understand, but I'm missing. And so now that this bear is a little further up, I'm like, all right, here's my idea. My idea is that we all get out of the tents and go down to the lake to give this bear some, like, escape the opportunity, because I'm worried that it feels surrounded by our three tents, and if it comes down in a panic and, like, runs through somebody's tent, that it could hurt somebody. And they're like, no. We will not be leaving the tents. I was like, all right, that's valid. I also did not want to leave my tent. So then, all right, new idea. Let's all get really quiet and wait and see if the bear will come down. And as soon as it comes to the ground, we will yell as loud as we can and bang the pan. And I went and got some rocks to throw at it. And so we get real quiet. The bear eventually, after a few minutes, looking around, shimmies its butt first down to the bear head. It grabs one more snack for the road, which I'm pretty sure was a jar of peanut butter. Jar of peanut butter for the road. Comes down and then, like, instantly vanishes into the night. And it was very, very scary, obviously. I had all the kids come out to do a, like, look you all in the eyeballs, let's all go pee in the woods together in groups of four. And, like, wow, wasn't that a time? And then we had to rehang the bear hugs, which we did much better the second time. Yes. But we were still very scared, and we decided to keep watch the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. And so we took turns. It was, I think, Thais, you were first.
It was first with Samuel and Parfait.
Yes. And Samuel, that kid, he was, like, stalking around the camp with his... Here was what they got. We had a little wood, so I was like, you can make a fire until the wood is gone, and then no more fire. You get a pot, a pan, a spoon, and a headlamp. Those are your
weapons.
And Sam is, like, stalking around the camp with his spoon, like... And every little sound, it was very restful. and then there was a middle shift.
The girls did by themselves, which I was like, that is so brave of you.
They were very brave and chill about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with them. I did not take that option.
Yeah. And then me and Margo, the last shift, and we had another smaller bear decide to also visit. Pockets head in, and we were like, this cannot be happening. Another one. And so we said, no bear, and it went away. It was much more scarable than the other one.
It followed the protocol.
Yes. But it did decide to just check, like, once or twice more. Be like, are you sure about that? Very sure, please go away.
No more peanut butter.
One more time on the, like, third side of camp. It was like,
no more
peanut butter. Still there? And at that point, like, we've winged. Everybody's awake. Nobody has slept.
Yeah.
We have to just get out to the van and drive in this sleep-deprived state back to the Jeep. And on our way out, we met so many people just canoeing on the rivers and at the portages and whatnot, who had, like, their bear barrels just mangled and ripped apart.
Oh,
and
wow.
Everybody had been visited by this mafia family of bears. And they are, like, really good at getting food. And when we got finally to the Nina Moose entry point, there were all these signs up that said, warning, habituated bears, like, problem bear area. And there was a log book where you could record your bear incidents. Page after page, like, I remember reading one of them, and it was like, these, you know, four bears were in my campsite for 7 hours of the night and just, like, opened the coolers and went to town and were just, like, sitting on their butts eating all night, and we could not get them to go away. And I was like, oh my gosh, I thought I was scared last night. Like, that sounds way worse. Yeah. For 7 hours, I can't imagine, you know. Our bear experience was probably an hour long, and it was so very scary. And so we learned that, you know, there were problem bears, but we didn't go in that way, so we had not seen those signs. Nor could we even record our incident because the logbook was full.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. And I say it's a...
Thank you.